Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band. My name is Timothy Harris. I'm Director of Instrumental Studies at Chabot College in Hayward, and I'll be one of your adjudicators here at the CMA Band Orchestra East Festival at Castor Valley High School on Saturday, April 23rd. My comments are helpful. We have a great program planned. It looks like here with the Michael Story, the Holmgren, and the Himes. You guys are taking the stage right now. You guys look great, and I'll get back to you as we're ready to start. Okay, we're on stage, we're ready to go with the fanfare for a new age. Watch the very entrance of that. We had a few people that came in a little early, particularly in the trumpets, and a lot of that is making sure we're breathing together. Be careful with the release, where you're releasing the sound to measure 12. With the triplet line at 13, it would help if we think the subdivision before we came in. By the time we got to the third measure of that line, say around 15, it was really together. 15 and 16, or excuse me, it would have been 13 and 14. We're a little fuzzy. As you crescendo measures 27 and 28, particularly with the triplet line, make sure we're not rushing. Good, nice job percussion. The snare drum roll, that can be a little smoother and a little faster with we're doing it as a buzz roll. Let it sit, flutes. Saxes, can we move a little bit more air through our instruments, better quality, so we get a more centered quality singing beautiful sound? Intonation here between flutes and clarinets. Realize as we're in kind of that lower shallow register clarinets, we need to move colder, faster air to help with a good centered sound. Careful with the intonation 83 and 84. If you think of intonation purely in terms of trying to eliminate the beats, it will help. So if you can hear the wah 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 when you're playing, chances are you're flat. Okay? If you're sticking out of the texture a little bit, you can hear yourself. You're like, oh hey, I'm not quite balanced, I'm blending, you're probably sharp. And when you're playing some of those, if you can't hear yourself and your sound is really disappearing, you're probably in tune. So if anything, strive, particularly on the half notes and the tied half notes, to listen as much as you can and try to eliminate the beats. It's a nice transition at 92. Good, let the quarter notes through a little bit more at 17. There was a little bit of some issues with clarity with the trombone, baritone, tenor saxophone, bassoon line. So I know it's marked fortissimo in some of the low reeds and in the brass, particularly some of the trumpets, timpani, and some of the triangle rolls. I would get out of the way. I don't think I would do like a forte piano or fortissimo piano there, but do allow the quarter note line. That needs to be the most predominant line. I would put also a little bit more air and length behind the last note, so we get so it sounds like a chord. Nice work with that, though. Thank you. Okay, nice opening here. If anything, we can bring out the eighth line a little bit more. Intonation here. A little bit more beat three. Those of you that have the moving line. There's no accent there on the downbeat of 19, so try to make sure when you're coming in we don't kick the beginning of it. I think the line is a little trumpet dominant, where there should be this conversation between trumpets and the euphonium baritone line. So if we can bring more of that line out. That's it. Keep air moving, good job, bassoons. Clarinets, can you play it a little softer there? So this is a music conversation that we're having here between kind of the low reeds and then when the upper reeds come in and answer. So if anything, realize they're outnumbered a little bit, particularly the low reeds. And so clarinets and some of your colleagues, if you can play maybe a little less and whatever dynamic level you think they left off at, that you play the same. So there's this conversation that happens. And as we're handing off some of the musical lines, can you hold the last note a little longer? It's like we're in a relay race, so you need to pass the baton to your relay partner, and some of you are dropping it before your partner grabs it with that musical line. Can use a little bit more bells. The C and the timpani doesn't sound perfectly in tune to me. I think the release at measure 56 can maybe be a little cleaner. Make sure we're ending with air. Nice resonant sound. We're keeping a nice open throat. So we need to make sure we're coming in together with that last chord, okay? Now we're setting our air. When we get that little blip or that pop in air, a lot of it's because we're holding our breath in before we release it. So think of the breath, particularly when we're breathing on the first note of a piece or the very last or something that's important, as a pendulum that kind of swings. So the pendulum never stops moving, right? So when we bring air in, and then it comes back out with equal, essentially we're not holding, right? So we're going to go, hold our breath, and then pushing out the air. That's when we tend to get the little blip or pop in the sound. So try to bring the air in smoothly and then out. It's a breathing gym technique that's really pretty effective. Don't rush the consecutive quarters. Yeah, the accents as well. If anything, make a deliberate effort to hold back and not rush the accents or when you see forte. I need quite a bit more xylophone. Again, the same thing if you can hear it, we're rushing the one and two and three. Dee-da-dum, pickups lead. So trumpets, when you have that, those pickups that lead in, this is the part of a new line. They're not throwaway notes. Four and one. Intonation. Much of the intonation inconsistencies we're having in this Andante section. They're air related, so make sure we're still moving quality diaphragmatic centered sound through our instruments, and that we're producing the most beautiful singing quality that we can with our instruments. And again, in terms of intonation, as I mentioned earlier, think of it merely in terms of eliminating the beats. If you can hear the wah, 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 you're flat. If you can hear, you're really sticking out of the texture, you're sharp. And if you can't hear yourself and it sounds blended, you're in tune. Before you trump, come in with that transition trumpets, make sure you're thinking the subdivision in your head, so when you come in, it's perfectly in time and it doesn't take a measure or two to get going. A little less clarinets, and think of your articulation with the tongue like a stream of water. So the water continues to go and you're just kind of putting your finger or your hand through the airstream, but you're not turning the faucet on and off. Okay, so keep the air moving, just literally just breaking through. This is nice clarinets, but I feel like we can play with maybe a little more desirable centered sound and a more beautiful tone. Much of this is air related, so if you can make sure you're moving colder, faster diaphragmatic air through your instruments. Some of it sounds like a neck and abs. You see we're kind of breathing from our chest as I can see shoulders moving as opposed to the diaphragm, and it needs to be colder, faster air. Some of it is embouchure-based, where I can see just based on embouchure, particularly in the second row of clarinets, where if I had a feeling, if I went and I grabbed the clarinet and moved it around, it would be moving all around your mouth. So make sure your embouchure is a nice, firm, set embouchure. Intonation. These are marked marcato, so if anything, put a little bit more weight behind them. For me, the accents here should be agogic or breath-weighted accents as opposed to tongued accents, being that it's marked marcato. This unison line between flutes and clarinets, we can think a little bit about the center of pitch and style, matching balance and blend between the two sections. Good. Very nice work. I'm going to join you guys here over in sight reading, so I'm going to make my comment short here. I thought it went really well. Lots of really positive things. If you can kind of put into effect the concepts we talked about, I think it would help take your performance to the next level. So best of luck for the remainder of school year, and I'll see you guys briefly over in sight reading.